changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to revisit what we have talked about there previously, because I want to catch everyone up, and I want to make sure that we are talking about something that is very exciting for all of us, and that is how we can make changes going into the new year, because we always approach the new year with these affirmations, but we change them with a resolution. We approach them, rather, with these resolutions, and we're going to make these big changes in our lives. And we don't tend to. What happens is we set up so many things that we are absolutely guaranteed to fail. We put so many things on our plate, we can't eat it all, so that no matter what we do, even if we do make some important changes in a new year, we end up feeling like we failed. So, and I've invited you all to do this, and I did it myself. I want you to write down, sit down, and write down, 2021 was, not is, was the best year of my life, because write down the things that happened for you that you think would make this the best year of your life. Now, I sat down and I wrote this all out yesterday. It took me less than a page, and I actually covered everything, all the way down to Teddy has a great year and is in wonderful health throughout the year, and is a good and obedient dog. I put all of that in my letter. Plus, I covered where I wanted to be health-wise, where I wanted to be relationship-wise, where I want to be business-wise, where I want to be spiritually. I wrote everything down, and it was less than a page. So you've got to start. You've got to set the intention. You know, I've told you many times, Dave Ramsey uses the saying that if you can either tell your money where to go or wonder where it went. And I think that's a wonderful quote. And it also applies for your life. You need to realize you can either tell your life where you want it to go, or you can wonder where in the world your life is going and how in the world did I get here. So you want to write that letter. 2021 was the best year of my life because, and then write it out. It'll take you, it took me 5 minutes, tops. You can ask my girlfriend. I was sitting there on the balcony overlooking the bay, and I was like, you know what? I told everybody to do this. I know exactly what I want, but I haven't written it out. And I wrote it out. So write it out. The most important things, what would 2021 was the best year of my life, past it, because once you write it out, then you want to go in and pick one thing, uno, one thing, very important. You then need to say to yourself, if only this thing happened. So, for example, you've been struggling with a physical issue for years, which many of us do. I've got a bunion on my foot, okay, my toe, my big toe kind of goes, let's see if I can show you, like this. And my mom had one. And so I've been working on stretching it, et cetera, and straightening it. So, you know, whatever it is that you see yourself, if this one thing happens, if you get this new job, or if you make this much money, whatever it is, pick one thing that would say to you. And then, and this is what we want to talk about today. This is so, so important. And I'm getting this from Dean Graziosi, his Secrets, Millionaire Secrets. This is from his book. It's a great suggestion. What you want to do, pick the one thing, and then you want to ask yourself, why do I want to achieve it? You know, it's been said many times, and I think I first heard it from Tony Robbins, that you can do anyhow, you know, anyhow will come to you. How do I do this? The how will come as long as you've got a big enough why. Why do I want to achieve this? Now, let me take you through 7 steps, because this is very, very important. It's actually 1 step repeated 7 times. What you want to do is ask yourself, why do I want to do this? So let's say I want to get a new car this year. I want to get a Tesla X, all right? So I've decided I want a Tesla X, all right? Why do I want a Tesla X? Well, what you're going to do is, as you begin to answer these questions, you're going to find yourself using what are called the first. You want to do this 7 times. This is very important. We did this the other day, by the way. Our purpose as a company and the complaint-free movement is to get 1% of the world's population to take the complaint-free challenge, because 1% of the world's population will impact everybody else. They've proven that 1% of people believing in one direction impacts the other 99%. So our goal is that. So my daughter and I were talking the other day, and we went through these 7 layers of why. So let's say that, like I said, I want this Tesla X. Why do I want this car? Well, I've had my other car for 15 years, and I'm ready for a new car. Okay, but why are you ready for this particular car? I am wanting this car because I think it would be cool to have an electric car and have a car that has no fluids in it except for windshield wiper fluid. There's no other fluid inside this car. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, but why is it important for you to have a car that has no fluid inside of it? Why is it important? So here's what happens. You go through this over and over again. You ultimately get down to the reasons in your heart. You know, we always do something and we have a reason, but then we have the real reason. And as I've stated to you before, the only reason we ever do anything is to improve our status in our own mind. Our status in our own mind, what we think and feel and believe about ourselves. And so when we make a decision, we think, oh, logically. No, logically is rationalization after you've already made the decision. So what you've got to do is to unwind why it is you think that this number one thing, that if you feel this would happen in your life, would make you feel successful in 2021. So you've got the one thing, and you begin to ask yourself why. Well, why is that important? Why is it important that I get a new car this year? What, et cetera. But you begin by, why do you want this particular thing to happen? So in my case, it's a Tesla X. I want a Tesla X this year. Why? Well, I think it would be. Well, why is it important to have this? Well, why is it important? If you will go 7 times, not 8, not 6. If you will ask yourself 7 times, what happens is around that 6th or 7th answer, you start to answer from your heart. You start to answer from your heart. And for me, it would be my heart. I think that if I took it this deep, it would be, I want to drive around knowing that I'm making a difference in the world. That my car is not creating carbon monoxide rather, for the world. That my car is capable, stylish, etc. All of those things would go through your why. But for example, you'd say, why is it important that you drive a car that's stylish? Well, and you answer that question, why is that important? So you want to do this 7 times. You want to identify what the one thing is that would make your life ideal if it happened in 2021. And you want to say, why is that important? And you don't want to just stop at the original why. Because it's kind of funny, because when we do things, we have to be very honest with our hidden emotions. And in most cases, it comes down to getting status or status from other people, which improves our own status in our own mind. So why is it that you want this? Okay, well, then why is that important? Well, why is that important? It's important because I want a new car. Why do you want a new car? I want a new car because I've had this one for 14 years. Why this particular car? Why would that mark the greatest year of your life? I mean, I do want a Tesla, but I'm just telling you. So why would that make the greatest year of my life? Well, it's proved that I've made enough money to afford something like this. And again, I'm just making this up. Why is it important to make a lot of money? Well, it provides security for me and my family. Why is it important to have security for you and your family? Now, why am I telling you to do this? By the way, if you skip all the others, don't do this, or rather, if you do all the others and skip this, you've wasted your time. Because if you write out what it is that you want to accomplish in 2021, I'm so happy and grateful that 2021 was the best year of my life, because then you pick the one thing, and then you begin to ask yourself, why is this important? Because here's the thing, if you've got a big enough why to do something, you'll do it. You will figure out a way. I remember, this is silly, and this sounds terrible, but I used to play racquetball every day. And there was a friend of mine who used to hit these kill shots. His name was Scott. And a kill shot is a ball that just hits like 3 inches above the front wall and then just dies, bounces right back down. Scott was always amazing at hitting these kill shots. And I remember one time telling myself, if you don't run fast enough, and if you don't dive, and if you don't reply, if you don't return this kill shot, then your daughter's going to be taken away. The social services going to come take your daughter away from you. And I remember I dove, like all of a sudden everything mattered. I returned the shot. Now that was just a stupid racquetball game 30 years ago. But what I'm telling you is that if you've got a big enough why you're going to do this, why, you will discover that you can do anything. You can bore through walls, but you've got to have a big enough why. And it's got to be the why that's in your heart, not in your head. The first five answers you come up with when you say, why is this important? They're all going to be from your head. You know, you're going to come up with logical reasons. You know, a Tesla that holds its value. A Tesla this, a Tesla that. Oh, logic. And then you get down to, I want one. Every time I'm driving around Miami and I see one, I'm like, I want one. Well, why do you want one? I want one because they look cool and they're very stylish and they look very comfortable, etc. Okay, that's your real reason. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's that real reason we need to get to. We need to get to that why. So, if you want 2021 to be the best year of your life, you need to sit down, you need to write down as if it has already transpired. 2021 was the best year of my life because then pick one thing. And then you need to do that why. I literally total out 1 through 7. On my rocket book, which is the notebook that I use to journal in, and I wrote down why. Why is it important that this particular goal, which is personal and none of your business, and you need a goal like that, it's nobody else's business, but when you write it down, why, and then you ask yourself, well, why is that important? Why is that important? Why is that important? And when I got to like the 6th one, I was like, it was hard to come up with answers. But when I did, I realized, whoa, that's an honest answer. And then I came up with an idea. Okay, all right, I got to do 7. So why, in addition to that? And it blew me away. All right, everybody. So I see here, Lynn Ballone says, music still playing? Don't know exactly what that means. Hey everybody, so tell me, what does that mean? I've got music playing. I know in the background I'm using my loop back. I'm playing music here, which is our, I see that it is playing. So don't know exactly what Lynn means with that, but let us know. Lynn, Michelle Doherty says, good morning, friends. Good to see Michelle. And if you're here for the first time, please let us know that you are here for the very first time. There's our good friend James Henderson. Saw a post of you and your son in Facebook this morning. Good to see you. Dominic and Juanita say it was foggy last night. It's 20 degrees now. Beautiful frosty morning. Wow, beautiful. Sounds nice. I'm wearing short pants as always, as I do here in Miami. Natasha Harris says, happy 21. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. And Raleigh says, good morning. Trina, first time. Trina's here for the first time. Everybody sent Trina some love. Good to see you, Trina. Very glad to have you here. The music is loud. Thank you very much. Good to hear that. That's what I was trying to figure out. All right, I'm going to back you. I don't know how in the world the music got to be so loud. See what you mean that it's loud. My apologies, everyone. I'm going to back it down. Tell me if the music is better now. I just cut it down by about 50%. Heather Ellis is welcoming our first time. Trina Hart is here for the very first time. The challenge is, just so you'll know, I have headphones in. And I can hear my own voice, but I can't hear the music playing in the background. So my apologies if the music was too loud. as we got going here this morning. Hopefully it's better now. And everybody let me know if it is indeed better. So remember, here's what I want you to do. Yes, much better. Thank you so much. And my apologies for it being a little kerflooey earlier. Thank you for letting me know. Love it. Can't get enough music in our lives, says Trina. Thank you very much. That is actually the wonderful song, Living in a Complaint-Free World by Stephanie Dadas. She created that song just for us to use. So listen, I'm going to recap, and then we're going to come back together tomorrow because I'm not done. I want to make sure that 2021 is indeed the best year of your life, and I want to get you to do it. So it won't take you very long. Number one, write that letter. 2021, it was the best year of my life because, why? Because 2021, these things transpired. Then go through and pick the one thing that you want to have happen. Pick the one thing that you want to have happen in your lives, and then go through and write why. And go through seven layers of why. That seven layers of why is so important because not only does it make you understand the true reason behind yourself, it builds that momentum. It builds that why. Why do you want to do this, Jerome? Why do you want to do this, Juanita? Why do you want to do this, Heather? Why? Ask yourself. Just keep asking yourself. Go seven layers deep. That's very important. Here's something very interesting. How many of you remember the story in the Bible where someone comes up to Jesus and asks them, if someone does something to me, should I forgive them? And if so, should I forgive them seven times? Do you remember that? The number seven appears in the Bible. Well, whenever a number appears in the Bible, it would have been considered code to the people who told the story, which ultimately became the Bible. In other words, the number 40 appears 114 times in the Bible. I know this because I've done several talks on it. The number 40 always means a long enough period of time. The number 4 means long enough. Well, the number 7 means complete. The number 7 in the Bible means completely. So when Jesus is asked, should I forgive someone 7 times when they do something bad to me? Jesus says, don't forgive them 7 times, which is completely. Forgive them 70 times 7. Well, the number 7 is always completely. The number 0 is for emphasis. It means totally, okay? So 7 means completely. 0 means totally. And then completely. So he's saying, forgive someone totally, completely, times completely. That's what it means. It means totally, completely, times completely. So what I'm asking you is to get to your motivation for this one thing for 2021 completely, just like it says in the Bible. Get to it completely. Discover what it is. What is your motivation? What is it about this thing that is pulling you forward? And you're going to find that you're going to achieve it naturally. The thing that seems so huge for you right now is going to just happen for you if you can put out your why, because that why is going to pull you forward. The complete why. Why do you really want this? So take that time, write it out. 2021 was the best year of my life because, then pick one thing, and then go through seven layers of why. This whole exercise, by the way, because I did it myself yesterday, will take you less than a half an hour. If this takes you less, more than half an hour, you're wasting time. Something's wrong. Don't waste your time. Just go through and write out exactly what it is you want, and you're going to be surprised 1 year from today when it all happens. And I look forward to sharing it with you. Happy, happy Monday. It's our first Monday of 2021. Let this be a benchmark for all Mondays going forward. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.